Hi to the Crest Files members, Adam plugging in here on Saturday night, the 20th of August, 2022. Great to be here for the Nightwatch podcast with Adam. All these podcasts go up pretty quickly on the website, so get in there and grab them while they're hot. Always plenty to cover. Get into the members area as well on the website. There's a great chat room, and did another video today. I'm going to try and do more of those, just break down little bits and pieces as we move forward here. But as always, thanks so much for your ongoing support, and shouting me a cup of coffee here a month really helps me to continue and keep that big heavy website up and running and all the costs covered. And it's just fantastic to have you guys on deck with me here. And I'm in Sydney, Australia, real independent media. Lots of podcasting lately, huh? And so all going up, and I hope you guys are enjoying them. Contact me anytime, of course. And I hope you guys are staying safe wherever you are out there. And it's always interesting to hear from some of the members about anything, and we've got a few little bites. Some of the members might want to come on, have a chat here and there on the podcast. I understand it's a big ordeal, and I reach out to a lot of people, they're not really comfortable with doing podcasts and things like that. But as long as you stay active and everything, I've had to make the Telegram group private again, because one of the members in there has 2 days in a row has put up a whole list of these trolls and bots that I've got to delete, and it's a pain. I've got to go through all the list and find them, and it's a real nuisance. So I've made the Telegram group private. I just have to. I can't be bothered going through all that, so that's okay. The chat room's on fire tonight, Saturday night, so get over there. But there's a great chat room in the Crass Files members area if you want to log in there as well, if you feel safer. That's a great chat room, and some of the guys in there are putting up really good information to look at and share, and I'll cover some tonight, and I post it as well. So Crass Files chat area is a great little space. Just log in there. You're already logged in the website, so don't worry about that. Just log in there as a guest user, or use social media if you have it, and log in there as a guest user. Just use whatever name you want and chat away and leave links and everything like that. I think there's some updates coming to that chat platform as well. I'll take a look at that next week. More emojis and more things like that. We'll see what they offer. But it is a great little space, and it's cool. Always good to have an area to express your feelings and thoughts, and leave any articles or links that you may feel are important in these times. As I said, it's Saturday night here in Sydney, Australia. I'm running around pretty crazy today, but able to sit down and cover a few things anyway. I kind of save a lot, and then it just gets insane. I'm getting a lot of information through. There's an incredible attack on our children and our children in schools as well. At the moment, this is really sick what's going on, trying to push this transgender agenda onto our children. This is just something that is like a tidal wave. It's just really incredible, and it's really hard to keep up, but they're really going after the kids now to confuse them sexually and basically put their, as I say, their genitals on the chopping block. People are sending me stuff, I'm looking at things, and I can't save it all. It's absolutely incredible. I'm just going to go through the random ones tonight, to be honest, folks, just as quickly as I can, just cover all the latest in what time that I have tonight. And of course, these are all going up in the Telegram chat, in the Crass Files chat. They're going up on, they're being emailed through, Janice Barcelo, who I've been chatting. I've got to get Janice on at some point again. She's such a great guest. Janice sends me heaps of strange articles like this one. I was talking to the great Jim West today, and talking to Jim. I actually wanted to, I was discussing this with Jim, and boy, see, I'm getting lost. I was just going to cover what John Rappaport was saying because I was chatting to him the other day. John's very busy with his new platforms as well. And he set out a, there it is. See if I can, boy, this is in my email. I'll cover that in a sec, what I was chatting with Jim about. And I hope you guys can listen to the podcast we did the other day with Sharon Daphne. It was really interesting, really interesting. And I did a sort of a video, a bit of a quick video in the Crass Files members area today, just kind of talking about that and breaking down these levels of fear and everything. So check out that when you have time. But Janice sent me... through some videos, which I think has changed. Let me go to my Skype. Where is she? It was just a really funny one. It's really, things are really getting insane. The article has since changed, it seems. Let me see if I can get that up. There's a couple there. Yeah, here it is. The tomato flu. Did you see this one? The Daily Record, what is tomato flu? As little known illness infects 82 children. The tomato flu was first detected in Kerala, India, in May of this year. This is a monkeypox type of sort of looking thing. So medics in India have warned of a new virus, another virus. Yes, folks, another virus has hit, and it appears to just infect children and cause painful rashes all over their bodies. And they've called it the tomato flu. Can you believe it? It looks like little tomatoes. And they're saying it's another fake virus. It's said to have already infected 82 children, mostly infecting youngsters as age of 5. And so far it has been contained in that district of India. But following global effects of COVID-19, health officials are keeping a close eye on the virus. So apparently COVID-19, which is fake and never been isolated, it isn't real, is now causing tomato flus. So really unbelievable. They're saying it's not a fatal disease, but it's contagious and can spread from person to person, and all of this rubbish. Perhaps patients who develop tomato fever. You can't believe the mockery, folks. It is just unbelievable. Tomato fever? Seriously? Tomato fever. Should drink plenty of fluids and have a rest in your bed, as advised. So what is tomato flu? According to The Lancet, a peer-reviewed medical journal, tomato flu appears to be a new virus. Yeah, it's just come out of nowhere. It's likely to spread through close contact. It's got the name due to the outbreak of red blisters, which are reportedly painful and can grow to the size of a tomato. They are said to be similar to the monkeypox rash, said The Lancet. The symptoms are high fever, rashes all over your body, and intense pain in your joints. Yeah, it goes on a little bit more, but again, wow, covering for the side effects of the COVID jabs. So we talked about this, especially in Australia, when they started the COVID jab program, how people were getting these terrible rashes and blisters all over their bodies. And this is just basically because the body's been injected with this toxic poison and these experimental nanotechnology, and it's just gone holy shit. And you're getting, people are getting these terrible symptoms because the body just doesn't know how to get rid of it properly. Because this is new, folks, and your people are getting all these terrible rashes, and as I said, blisters all over their bodies, and this is only going to get worse and more intense as the medical professionals, as they call themselves, and the mainstream media and governments just make up new names at will, just make up whatever they want. You know, next will be capsicum rashes and carrot rashes and all sorts of things. Whatever they want to make up, they will. But basically, monkey pox and tomato pox and carrot pox and zucchini pox and radish pox and whatever it is you want to make up, really, it's just all excuses for people being poisoned. So the whole thing is exactly the same symptoms. They're just rashes and blotches all over the body that flare up, and depending on the individual and their immune system, can be quite severe. And this is going to be an outward display on the outside of the skin and inwardly too, of course. It's directly caused by the jabs, but you know, there could be a lot of other things in play here that would cause something like this. A lot of things. This is the same with shingles and measles and chicken pox. This could be because of exposure to chemicals and living in toxic environments and things that you eat. I've seen kids eat modern strawberries, which are laced with pesticides, and they get rashes all over their face and arms. But if they have pure organic strawberries, they won't get it. But parents say, my child is allergic to strawberries. No, your child is allergic or having a severe reaction to the pesticides that were sprayed all over the strawberries. This is what happens, folks. I've seen it firsthand, time and time again, with a lot of things. People get reactions, especially to pesticides and chemicals in the environment and these kinds of conditions and things they use at home. And it could be a million and one things. But also we have to put out there that these jabs are causing these kinds of symptoms all over people's bodies. And as the media and the system and the medical system tries to keep up with this, they just keep making up all these names, I guess, to cover up. So they've got a new virus, and they're running out of names, or they have ran out of names, you know, to describe these blotches all over people. So now they're just going to make up these tomato disease, tomato illness, you know. People are going to get this, or kids are going to get this, and they're going to start coughing up tomatoes. You know, it's sick. And what they're getting away with is sick. Going back to John Rappaport's email that came through, he was talking about Catherine Austin Fitz and that website, which is really good. And he just basically says here, this is John Rappaport, he's saying, lately in articles and podcasts, I've been airing a few beefs I have with independent reporters and websites who write and post news every day, that's who I've been talking about. My beef involves three big areas. Refusal to really consider and explore the fact that no one has ever proved SARS-CoV-2 exists, or any virus exists, and ignoring big, hot, ongoing medical crimes, aside from the COVID vax catastrophe, that stretch back decades, such as the number of people the medical system kills every year. And so we talked about this with John on many of our podcasts. In fact, it was a very common theme that the medical big pharmaceutical system, big pharma, big killer, the big pharma, big pharma system is the biggest killer in the world today. And it's always been like that since its beginning. It kills more people than anything, but it's never ever mentioned and nobody talks about it. And also the failing to hammer on the absolute need for vast decentralization of power at the top of the food chain. Again, he is referring to news reporters or writers who publish every day on big alternative media channels. And that was just interesting anyway. That was just a small email, but it was interesting because he's just simply asking, why aren't all of these big alternative media platforms, which are massive? This is what everybody in the alternative media follow. A few people follow me here and my guests and stuff, and we keep plugging away. But most people follow these big media outlets, and they never, ever, 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 ever come out in any of their articles and question the virus theory, and that this SARS-CoV-2 has not been isolated, and it really doesn't exist. They don't even ask that. I mean, look at Alex Jones' InfoWars and these big channels. They never, not one article, I check all the time, never ever say anything. But a lot of these channels do put out really good information, so that's our job to kind of go through it and take what we think is good, because they will put out a lot of great stuff, and then sort of just push away the rest, and that's fine. That's what I do here, because some good stuff comes out from these outlets, and there's a lot of these alternative media websites and channels. Believe me, there are so many, and they're huge, a lot from the US. And I never see one article any day. There's even a lot of Australian ones that I follow, that I follow and respect, but I never see them questioning this. There's just a few of us here, you know, and you know, that's the way that it is, I guess, isn't it? Which I find pretty incredible, but you know, that was interesting. That he brought that up. So let's move on here and see what other ones I've saved here. Oh, is this the letter? I think we'll go through it anyway. Why not? Plain Talk, Jomo Thomas, Vincentian.com, Vincentian. The unvaccinated will be vindicated. 27 months after the World Health Organization announced that the world was gripped by a deadly COVID pandemic, views and opinions vary as to who was right or wrong and whether science was sacrificed in the quest to pollute the people's minds and bend their will for motives other than health and safety of the world's population. We quoted extensively from a column written by Susan Dunham, a vaccinated Australian journalist whose opinion is worthy of consideration. If COVID were a battlefield, it would still be warm with the bodies of the unvaccinated. Thankfully, the mandates are letting up and both sides of the war stumble back to the new normal. The unvaccinated are the heroes of the last 2 years, as they allowed us all to have a control group in the great experiment and highlight the shortcoming of the COVID vaccines. The unvaccinated carry many battle scars and injuries, as they are the people we tried to mentally break, yet no one wants to talk about what we did to them and what they forced the science to unveil. We knew that the waning immunity of the fully vaccinated had the same risk profile as others within society as the minority of the unvaccinated, yet we marked them for special persecution. We said they had not done the right thing for the greater good by handing their bodies and medical autonomy over to the state. Many of the so-called health experts and political leaders admitted the goal was to make life almost unlivable for the unvaccinated, which was multiplied many times by the collective mob, with the fight taken into workplaces, friendships, and family gatherings. Today, the hard truth is none of it was justified, as we took a quick slide from righteousness to absolute cruelty. We might blame our leaders and health experts for the push, but each individual within society must be held accountable for stepping into the well-laid-out trap, which it was. We did this despite knowing full well that principled opposition is priceless when it comes to what goes inside our bodies, and we let ourselves be tricked into believing going into another ineffective lockdown would be the fault of the unvaccinated and not the fault of the toxic policy of ineffective vaccines. We took pleasure in scapegoating the unvaccinated because after months of engineered lockdowns by political leaders blinded by power, having someone to blame and to burn at the stake felt good. We believed we had logic, love, and truth on our side, so it was easy to wish death upon the unvaccinated. Those of us who ridiculed and mocked the compliant did it because we were embarrassed by their courage and principles and didn't think the unvaccinated would make it through unbroken, and we turned the holdouts into punching bags. Fauci, Rochelle, Walensky, Biden, Caribbean, Ayatollah, conslaves, unvaccinated, Spittle, Camilio Gonsalves, Gaston Brown, Stop Jack Arsing Yosef, Keith Rowley, and the other cast. I guess these are American. This is put in here because we've got a whole bunch of them here, haven't we? Like Brad Hazard and all these people, and the other cast is prominent roles needing to be held to account. I've never heard of those people, folks, and I don't know really how to pronounce their names. Sounds like from another country. Account for vilifying the unvaccinated in public and fueling angry social media mobs. The mobs, and the vaccine disciples, the cult members, have been embarrassed by betting against the unvaccinated because mandates only had the power we gave them. That's right, isn't it? It's true. The mandates only had the power we gave them because the COVID-19 mandates were completely illegal and false. It was all a bluff. There was no law behind it. We gave it the power. You know what I mean? They offered it to us, and we contracted, and we gave it the power. And they used fear to do it. And it's unbelievable. And so many people in this country fell into that trap. There was absolutely nothing behind it. It was all a bluff. It was not compliance that ended domination by big pharma companies, Bill Gates and his many organizations, and the World Economic Forum. It was thanks to the people who tried to embarrass, ridicule, and mock and tear down. We should all try and find some inner gratitude for the unvaccinated as we took the bait by hating them because their perseverance and courage bought us the time to see we were wrong. So if mandates ever return for COVID or any other disease or virus, hopefully more of us will be awake and see the rising authoritarianism that has no concern for our well-being and is more about power and control and really just sees you as a piece of meat to put through the meat grinder. So the war on the unvaccinated was lost, and we should all be very thankful for that. So Susan Dunham addressed the situation from the point of view of those who fell for the hypnotic command to despise anyone, friends and family included, who refused to buy the official narrative about the COVID clot shots. Remarkably, even now, with everything we know about the jabs, the war against the unvaccinated continues, and it does. And while compassion is slowly making a comeback, ignorance of the basics still abounds. So recently, Los Angeles Times columnist Michael Hilzik told CNN many of them have promoted reckless, dangerous policies and took innocent people along with them. Every one of those deaths is a teachable moment. Unfortunately, we haven't been learning the lessons. How should we react to the death of the unvaxxed? A hallmark of civilized thought is that all life is precious. However, those who have deliberately flouted medical advice by refusing a vaccine known to reduce the risk of serious disease from the virus, including risk to others, and end up in a hospital or the grave, can be viewed as receiving their just deserts. Miltzik has not yet experienced the moment of clarity experienced by Dunham. Instead, he insists mocking the anti-vaxxer is ghoulish but necessary. And we can see that very clearly there. Some, like Dunham, recognize the fallacy in their thinking and call for change. Others, like Hiltzik, have been brainwashed by fear porn. They cannot connect the dots and see that a vaccine that does not prevent infection or do anything or can never protect anyone. Hence, those who get the jab have no advantage over those who don't. Both pose the same risk to others, and if both pose the same risk, why target one for insult and not the other? It is beyond irrational, but such is the mind of those under the hypnotic spell. They are encapsulated in the worst of ways, unable to see reality. Will enough people learn the lesson of humility that Dunham highlights? Have enough recognized the error of their ways, or will they fall into the same trap again? Only time will tell, but remember this. First they came for the vaccinated, you may be next. So we can see with this Miltzik arsehole who writes for these big papers in the Los Angeles Times, he's just a fucking piece of shit and a scumbag, and he calls himself a columnist. He's taking on board what this person is saying, but then he's twisting it around at the end, saying that you're putting everybody at risk if you don't get the jab, so why should we, at the end of the day, have any respect for you? But we're not putting anybody at risk because there's no virus. That's the thing. There's no COVID-19 virus. There never was. So how can you put someone at risk when there isn't anything there? So if there isn't anything there, why would we need to be inoculated? So these fucking jerks who are just complete brainwashed idiots deserve to be shot in the head in my book. I really fucking hope that the mainstream media zealots like this piece of shit suffer very badly in some way, shape or form. I don't know in what way, but I hope there comes a time when we can really see these people punished and suffer very badly for what they've done. And you can see that even right now, they're still up there in their newspapers pushing this false line, which is really sickening, isn't it? And really disgusting. It makes me want to puke. It's absolutely disgusting. These people are so filthy. And you know what I mean? It's just unbelievable. So they're still mocking the unvaccinated. Even though we can see the incredible damage and deaths worldwide from these COVID-19 clot shots and the carnage that they're leaving behind them, and what's happening, this asshole still doesn't want to accept that, and he's still mocking the unvaccinated in his ridiculous Los Angeles Times. So this guy lives in Los Angeles, so he works for a paper that calls itself the Los Angeles Times, and he calls himself a columnist, and they think they have some kind of power over everybody else. But this is the worst kind of human being that you can possibly conjure up. You know what I mean? And we need to move into a future without these rotten creatures in our reality. We really do. We need them to be cast out of our world because they're just filthy. Anyway, yeah, that's one. Let's have a look. Let's have a look at my reading list here, folks. It's Saturday night. 20th of August here in Sydney, Australia. I'm just plugging in to cover a few of the latest articles. A bit of a quicker one tonight. Having some nice London dry gin with some orange and ice and mineral water. So cheers to you guys. I hope you're having a good night as well. Boy, let's just go through my list because it's chaos. It's chaos. I'm just going to tear through it, huh? See, this is from InfoWars, and someone sent me this. I don't really follow it so much. But, you know, you see some interesting information that probably won't pop up in our news anyway. Republican, I'm assuming, MTG proposes legislation to criminalize child sex change surgeries. New legislation introduced by Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, aims to protect minors across the nation from gender reassignment surgeries. Discussing the Protect Children's Innocent Act, and there's a bill link there with Fox News Tucker Carlson. Thursday, Rep. Green said that she's disgusted by the Biden administration's efforts to promote so-called gender-affirming care and medical procedures for children who are identifying as trans. So, you know, I mentioned this at the start of the show, they're going after the kids big time now. It's interesting how when Trump went out and this guy came in, we can see these devils coming in and attacking the children. I find this absolutely disgusting. They agreed there when it comes to gender affirming care, which is really child abuse. This is actually an assault, and it's child abuse. And this practice should never happen. It's disgusting and appalling. It's genital mutilation, and we have these stupid, ignorant, leftist, retarded parents now all around the world, and especially here in the US, who are teaming up with these school boards, and they're pushing this genital mutilation and drugs onto children to confuse them, because these parents are mentally fucking screwed up in their brains, and they're absolutely under mind control, and they're projecting that onto their poor kids. She affirmed her bill would make it a felony to perform numerous medical procedures on people under the age of 18, punishable by a fine of $250,000 or 25 years in jail. This needs to be illegal, and I'm introducing a bill called Protect Children's Innocence Act. It would create a law that would cause it to be a Class C felony for any person involved in so-called gender-affirming care, anything involving any youth under the age of 18. So they were talking about doctors performing unnecessary medical procedures on children. They should go to jail, and they need to push this legislation through, like the abortion one. So this is, we're going on the right path here. Whatever you think about any of these people, it's we're going on the right path. This is where we need to go. These people need to be punished. We need to go after them now and start hunting them down, because they're attacking children, young children, who aren't able to mentally comprehend any of this anyway. I mean, there's just no way. They're targeting children who are too young. They don't know. I mean, they're telling kids who are 9 and 10 years old in primary school about all this lesbian gay stuff and trying to get them to change their gender, and that's ridiculous. That's insane. They haven't even hit puberty yet. That's why they want to get them on the puberty blocking drugs right when they about to hit puberty. Get them on there and just carve them out, you know. This practice has to end, she added. It's the kind of thing nightmares are made of, and these are monsters attacking our children and doing horrific things to them. So this was on Tucker Carlson, which is Fox News. You don't see this in Australia, folks, do you? These are gender-oriented medical surgeries and mutilation, castration, and vasectomy and hysterectomy and ovaryectomy, metioplasty, penectomy, vaginoplasty, oh boy, vulvoplasty reduction. It just goes on far out, just chopping children's bodies to pieces, treating kids like some Frankenstein creature on a bench in a laboratory. It's a fucking horror movie. Whoever in any circumstance knowingly performs any gender-affirming care on a minor is guilty of this felony. Speaking to the post-millennial about the legislation, Rep. Green, she said this is child abuse, which it is, and these parents need to be charged for child abuse and their children taken from them, and it should be completely illegal, and anyone that performs those therapies or those surgeries, they should be in jail. And you've got these sick and twisted parents out there who are just sick in the head, and they're putting this onto their kids and trying to make them like themselves. It's just so sick. A Republican majority is completely worthless if we are not standing up and stopping this madness, she said. The Republican Party needs to be the party that protects children, stops puberty blockers, hormone therapy, genital mutilation surgery of anyone under 18 before they're old enough to actually make a decision for themselves. The post-millennial report's Greens proposed legislation comes on the heels of a similar GOP-backed bill presented in June, dubbed the Protecting Minors from Medical Malpractice Act, which sought to allow minors to sue doctors over gender surgeries. We've seen it with the Abortion Act in America, so maybe, you know, looking at that, this is going to propel forward. In contrast, old sleepy, creepy Joe Biden has encouraged parents to seek gender reassignment surgeries for trans kids, urging them back in March on Transgender Day of visibility to affirm your child's identity. And what is he? What is Joe Biden? Well, he's an actor. Who knows if he's even really there or even really alive? I don't think so. I think it's all fake. I don't think that he even exists, to be honest. But, you know, whoever it is, or if anyone's even there, it's just an actor. And it's to implement a very sick agenda. And I put this up on the website the other night, if you guys saw it. It's from Carl Tron Paul. It was about government-funded Festival of Dangerous Ideas endorsing sex with animals. Did you guys see that on the website? This is from New South Wales, Australia. I'm in New South Wales, folks. So the New South Wales government funds an event each year known as the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. Of course, there is nothing dangerous about these ideas. They're the bog-standard postmodern garbage you'll find pushed in every undergraduate course on campuses these days. As I always say, this is what's happening in modern universities. They're just teaching them this, and they're pumping out brainwashed zealots who would just have minds and hearts filled with filth. Overweight women ranting about all of this. We know about the overweight women with the pink and coloured hair who hate men and who are like butch lesbians. They're always attacking men, and they hate the family unit, and they hate children, and they want to chop their genitals off. These are the ones I was talking about before, who are teaming up with the school boards and forming a very toxic and dangerous combination. Pretending gender is just in our minds. African women complaining that white people are more valued. These are fat, lesbian, white, overweight women of the dole with pink hair who are complaining about white people being evil. They're leftards. That's what we call them, leftards. And these people are out of control now. It really came after the American elections, I have to say, and I said this when Trump went out, that this sewer would open up and these filthy cretins would all crawl out, and it's happened. And so applications of cultural Marxist ideology to ever more microscopic identity grievances, usually by someone with a career to pad out or book to sell or an axe to grind. It seems there are even people who pay money to attend this event, so our minds, you know, the mind boggles. These ideas aren't dangerous, they're just degenerate. In the kingdom of darkness, it's always a race to the bottom, because hell is where they're headed and they want to take everyone else with them. This year it's getting particularly dark. That's a really interesting point, isn't it? In the kingdom of darkness, it's always a race to the bottom, because hell is where they're headed and they want to take everyone else with them. So it's like, yeah, they're on a fast train to hell, and they know they're going there and they can't stop themselves and they want to drag everyone down with them. I've always said this, you know, that's what they're trying to do. And and that's the thing, we're not going because we're not part of that system. And we have to cover this darkness and blackness in all its horrible and disgusting, filthy and terrible ways, but we expose them and we stay put, folks. We stay put. Anyway, this is all up on social media, the Festival of Dangerous Ideas. Did you see about this? Historian, they're exploring the ethics of loving animals. So, this is not a random cultural aberration. Bestiality is becoming steadily normalized in the neo-pagan culture of the West. This goes beyond sin of sodomy. This is lusting after strange flesh on a level with the sin that created Nephilim. Genesis 6:1-4. This is sheer demonry, and its normalization is being funded with our taxes and our government and New South Wales Governor Dominic Perrottet, who calls himself a man of God. Wouldn't a man of God be cancelling this event? Think about it. The speaker at the Festival of Dangerous Ideas normalizing bestiality is, of course, an academic. She's not some loon from an Antifa squat in Newtown. She's a professor at the University of London. She was raised Christian by missionary parents and did her PhD at ANU. Her ideas are treated reverently by the London Review of Books. Burke's Loving Animals is an exploration of the ethical possibilities and often grim reality of modern bestiality. Her thesis is that while sexual interaction between human and non-human animals is very often abusive, it needn't be. Drawing on feminist and queer theory, she makes the case for a form of human-animal love that isn't merely free from harm, but is governed by reciprocity, respect and care. Reciprocity. Taking this seriously can, Burke thinks, help us understand what we owe our fellow non-human animals and the sex humans have with each other. A demon couldn't write it better. A demon couldn't write it better. Surely, as foundational moral standards for our society are under assault from Satan's minions on all sides, the urban elites of Christianity, Inc. in Australia must be leading by standing in the full armour of God to protect the vulnerable, right? Surely the leaders of the flock in this nation would be raising the alarm about this normalisation of lusting after animals before such views are pushed on Australian kids in the classroom, right? Question mark? No. They're mostly concerned with making sure Christians are nice to gender extremists. Nice about lockdowns, nice to the police, and nice when we get cancelled by Marxists and communists, and not sexist about women's ministry at church. Heaven help us all. In Satan's culture, sex with animals is not the last taboo. These people won't stop at animals because the flesh won't stop at animals. As we see the ongoing resurrection of paganism in the postmodern West, we'll see the same practices the Canaanites carried out for Moloch and the Aztecs carried out as well. This is sacrificing people in the most bloody manner for the gods, shamelessly and in broad daylight. If we don't get Christian revival, we'll get Sodom and Gomorrah. In every city in the country. It won't be nice. We need church leaders who have the faith and the fortitude to expose this reality, rather than being more concerned with social acceptance and their church careers. We need church leaders who are less worldly and much, much less awoke. It's either Christ or chaos, and for a long time now in the post-Christian West, atheists thought that they could have the moral order of a Christian culture without the requisite submission and devotion to Jesus Christ. They thought they could continue to enjoy the fruit without needing to come to the tree that provides it. They were profoundly wrong. Instead, they were living on the fumes of a Christian culture given to their ancestors by God Almighty, and their time was running out. Now there are not even fumes in the tank. The last vestiges of Christian culture are being fanatically erased by the servants of darkness, and we're about to see just how wicked the human heart really is. So get ready for it. There's a lot of darkness on this planet, folks, right now. This is a war. This is a war, and we need to clean this out. We need to clean this out, and we need to do it together. And we need to buckle up here, folks, because the gates of hell have been opened up, and it's like a demonic fog has entered our realm, and it's saturating everybody. And it's everywhere, and it's just so black and so evil and so dark. There is a darkness here, and I've never felt it like this in my life, but it is here. It is entered. There's something to do with these jabs going into people's bodies that is connecting them to this darkness. They are able to possess humans who have had these jabs now, and there's not many of us left who haven't done this, folks. But there's still enough of us to force back here and push back. I know it. I feel it. Even just a few of us are so much stronger than even an army of them, because this darkness cannot exist or survive if we are awake and aware and we join as one. But this putrid smell, I can smell it everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. It's infecting everything. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. And the fucking very fact that people are getting this evil darkness shot into their bloodstreams through these needles based on a lie is unbelievable to me. You want a shot of the devil? You want a shot of the devil? Well, you just got it. In those COVID shots, you just got shot up with the devil. How does that feel? Not me. No way. No way. I'm not getting Satan shot into my veins. No, thank you very much. No, thanks. No. I don't want that. I'm not getting a demons put into my body via a needle. No, thank you very much. I don't care how clear the liquid looks. Because in my eyes, it's muddy. And I'm not doing it. These things are in the frequencies. They're in the pulsing. They're in this technology that is not of this earth. And those frequencies are going to be targeted towards people who have that stuff in their bodies. And that is evil. That is absolutely evil. It's the same thing as the frequencies coming out of the TV sets. But this is more centered. It's deeper. You know? This has been shot into people's bodies, into their cells, deep into their cells, deep into the core of human life. It has gone in, and these frequencies, these waves that are not human, are being pulsed and pumped into these people who had these injections, and they are going to need every ounce of energy and spirit that they can conjure up to try and get over this. because it is a massive wall. We've got to fix this, folks. We've got to fix this in some way and somehow we've got to fix this. You know? If you're awake and you're aware and you're listening to this now, this is where we need, this is what we need to be doing, and just need to be trying to get people awake here, because this is just outrageous. Moving forward here tonight, folks, from davidicke.com, a few good articles coming up there. Cancer explosion. Pathologist reports on rise of aggressive cancer since mRNA shot. So it's not just people dying suddenly or having heart attacks or heart-related issues, folks, or having seizures or a million and one other things, or the blisters all over them, but people are getting these terrible cancers, which again is another sign of toxicology, that people have been poisoned. Cancer is a sign of just poisoning. So Dr. Yute Kruger is a researcher and senior physician at Lund University in Sweden. She's the chief pathology, a field that she's worked in for the last 25 years, with a specialty in breast cancer diagnosis for the past 18 years. She's studied thousands of autopsies and breast cancer samples. She's extremely familiar with the industry and patient age, tumor size and malignancy grade. Are all within her field of expertise and have had a natural rhythm throughout her career. That natural rhythm came to a halt in 21 once the vaccine rollout began. The COVID jab rollout. Doctors for COVID Ethics posted an interview with her where she shared her concerns about the unusual features that have been showing up in samples from the past year. So, for example, age, the average ages of the sample she received dropped with a rise in the number of samples from people in their 30s and 50s. Size, it used to be unusual for Dr. Kruger to find a tumor 3 centimeters in size. In this new environment, she's regularly, frequently seeing tumors of 4 centimeters, 8 centimeters, and 10 centimeters, and the occasional 12 centimeters. In a shocking antidote, 2 weeks ago, she found a 16-centimeter tumor that took up an entire breast. Multiple tumors. Dr. Kruger has begun to see more cases of multiple tumors growing in the same patient, sometimes even in both breasts. She had 3 cases within 3 weeks of patients who had tumors growing in multiple organs, like wild mushrooms. One had tumors in his pancreas and lungs within months of getting vaccinated. There has been an uptick in patients who have been in remission from their cancer for many years, suddenly getting an aggressive, cancers coming back, of their cancers shortly after vaccination. So this was something we covered ages ago, and many doctors and people who were studying this were saying that the COVID jabs are also going in and finding weak spots in people. So if they'd had previous conditions like different cancers, or they had had chemotherapy or different types of things, you know, if they had weak spots in your body, that it was targeting that, and just on steroids, it was coming back again, you know what I mean? So, you know, we covered that ages ago. So basically, here it is here, speaking out, Dr. Kruger initially thought that these turbo cancers, so this is cancers on steroids, folks, as she calls them, turbo cancers, were due to delayed doctor appointments from COVID lockdowns, but that period is long over and the tumors are still growing very aggressively and in younger patients all the time. She reported some of these cases to the FDA, and while some higher-ups initially agreed to meet her, they cancelled the meeting with no explanation because they're devils, and the next day and sent a phone agent to take her report instead. so ignored her. These people are devils, aren't they? Well, I guess they work for demons, don't they? And so we have to grow up here, folks. They're not our friends. If you know people like this, cut them out of your life. They're working for the devil. You cannot associate with them. We cannot have continuing relationships with them. If you have to associate with this system, treat them very cold. Get your business done and move out. Do not form any bonds with these people. They're working for demons and their souls are damned. 6 months ago, Dr. Kruger appeared at a panel in Germany to present her theory that these inoculations are causing aggressive tumors. As she asked for help from the doctors at that summit in collecting data, unfortunately, few of them did anything, and none of them were really willing to help her to do this. So there you go, folks. There you go, eh? Wow. These spineless, disgusting grubs, these filthy cretins, aren't they filthy? Aren't they disgusting? People have got these tumors growing everywhere and these skin conditions, people having heart attacks and kids' lives are being ruined and people are dying and suffering and these doctors are refusing to help. Aren't they absolutely disgusting? I guess we needed a point in history where we could weed out these filthy devil-worshipping scum. And I guess that's, we are now seeing that time, aren't we? Aren't we? You know? It's so amazing how different we are to them. It's just so amazing. It's so amazing to me. I'm so proud to be here talking about this. I'm so happy that I'm recognizing this putrid evil, even though it is shocking. When it comes to children, I need a break too, folks. I need a break too. It's overwhelming doing this so much, and I'm burning out a little bit. But tomorrow I'm going to take the little one to the beach and we'll go and collect shells and maybe have a swim and make some sandcastles and maybe have an ice cream or something, you know, just relax and enjoy the day. I've had a good day today, you know. I had a good day. I was doing a bit of cleaning up and just doing some things on the website and I'm okay, you know what I mean? I can go through all this and I can look at these people and you know what? I'm not like them. And at the end of the bloody day, you know, that you guys listening to me right now and me here, we are not like them. We are not acting like this. And you know what? That just makes all the difference. It makes all the difference. It's such a fine line. It's such a fine line, you know, that you could have friends or even family around you that are so similar that you could hardly tell you apart, but you just think and see the world differently than what they do. And it's just amazing because that fine line means everything. You know, it absolutely means everything. And that people are doing this and they're not speaking out like doctors are in Australia now. You can see some of these doctors. And it doesn't matter if we agree with everything. If these doctors are getting up and screaming and speaking out and telling people to listen, this is an amazing thing. We have to support every single person that comes out and yells like we are here, you know. And we all have to get on board here. And it is happening. It is growing. You can't stop it. You can't stop it. There's no way to stop what is happening. This is in motion and there's no way to stop it. We're in the early stages. We're in the early stages. I'm still hoping that many, many people start to wake up and can see what's going on here and what these people are doing. It's really important that they do and they get on board with us. There's no other way forward. There's only one way to go and we're on that way. We're going forward. There's no way back. We have to go forward. You know, we're moving forward, folks. I got to cover this one too before I forget, because this has been popping up everywhere and it popped up again today. And it's good to see, because I found this a few days ago and it was up on our Telegram chat, and I think it went up in the Krasfiles members chat room. Did it? Let me know, guys. I'm pretty sure. And I saved it. And I think I forgot to mention this on the last podcast. Anyway, really interesting from unlimitedhangout.com. RNA for Moderna's Omicron booster manufactured by CIA-linked company. This is making the rounds. Since late last year, messenger RNA for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccines, including its recently reformulated Omicron booster, and as we said, they're reformulating. I said this last year, and it's a common theme that I have not stopped saying here. They're perfecting their jabs as people die off, but some people pull through and they get more jabs, they perfect it more. They die off as the singularity happens, you know what I mean? As the machine and man merge. This is transhumanism. They're perfecting their jabs as they move forward here. So they're reformulating Omicron boosters, has been exclusively manufactured by a little-known company with significant ties to US intelligence. So earlier this week, the United Kingdom became the first country to approve Moderna's reformulated version of its COVID-19 vaccine, which claims to provide protection against both the original form of the virus, fake, and the significantly less lethal but more transmissible Omicron variant, fake. The product was approved by the UK's Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency with the support of the UK government's Commission on Human Medicines, you just make stuff up, described by UK's officials as a sharpened tool. See, what have I been saying, and what did I just say? Sharpened tool. They're telling you this in broad daylight. They're sharpening their tools, their weapons against us. You know, as humanity gets forced into a bottleneck and we come out the other end as machines. In the nation's continued vaccination campaign, the reformulated vaccines, which they've had all along, they're trying to tell us that they kind of didn't have it and they're just working on it. This is all planned. Combines the previously approved COVID-19 vaccine with a vaccine candidate targeting the Omicron variant BA1 fake. That vaccine candidate has never been previously approved and has not been the subject of independent study. Of course not, they don't need to. The MHRA approved the vaccine based on a single, incomplete human trial currently being conducted by Moderna. The company promoted incomplete data from that trial in company press releases in June and July, and the study has yet to be published in a medical journal or peer-reviewed. But peer-reviewed studies are fake. They're just coming to their own conclusions. That's all they're doing. How many years have I been saying that? It's like asking a McDonald's representative, is your food okay? A used car salesman, should I buy this car? Peer-reviewed studies are just the pharmaceutical corporations and medical industry coming to their own conclusions through their own studies. Anyone else gets killed off if they don't agree or cast out. Regarding Moderna's past history of engaging in suspect and likely illegal activity, criminal activity where they're basically murdering people in past product trials, including for its original COVID-19 shots. So the approval comes shortly before several Western countries, including the UK. The UK plan to conduct a massive COVID-19 vaccination or booster vaccination campaign this fall. So folks, we're coming into summer in Australia again, where they take their foot off the pedal, and then now in the UK and Europe, they're going to press again. So we talked about this with Dawn on the last podcast, that they're going to go full hammer here, and they've got a new inoculation program. But that's what we're talking about with Dawn the other night. I can't see people are buying this anymore. They've had enough. But this system is not going away, this dark tide. So they're planning to conduct a massive COVID-19 booster vaccination campaign. coming to the UK this winter. And so Moderna has also noted that approval for its Omicron booster vaccine are pending in the US, EU, Australia, of course, and Canada, all of which are also planning massive booster campaigns focused on these injections. So the company's CEO and devil or demonic entity, Stefan Bancel, has called the formulated vaccine our lead candidate for the fall of 2022, I guess, in beyond booster. However, unlike the company's original COVID-19 vaccine, the genetic material or messenger mRNA or RNA or mmRNA for this new vaccine, including the newly formulated genetic material meant to provide protection against the fake Omicron variant, is being manufactured not by Moderna but by a relatively new company that has received hardly any media attention, I would say no media attention here in Australia, despite its overt links to US intelligence. And let's not, they're not going to mention Israeli intelligence here, but let's fucking get to the chase here. Israel are fully involved here because Israel are highly connected here in manufacturing the technology behind these jabs. We've been covering this since day one. Israel, red alarm. Last September, it was quietly announced that a company called National Resilience, often referred to as simply as Resilience, would begin manufacturing the mRNA for Moderna COVID-19 vaccine products. They're not products, they're kill shots. Under the products. Under the terms of the multi-year agreement, Resilience will produce mRNA for the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine at its facility in Ontario for distribution worldwide. And what do we have in Australia, folks? What do we have under Daniel Andrews' dictatorship in Victoria? We have Moderna building a facility to manufacture these shots. That's what we have. That's what we have. Canada, Australia, Canada, Australia, Canada, Australia. What we saw in Australia and Melbourne, we saw exactly identical in Canada. When we look at Daniel Andrews, we look at Trudeau. It's mirror. You guys in Canada who are members and you're listening to me right now, we are in the exact same fucking boat. I hope you guys know that. They're building the same demonic facilities here in Australia, and they're going to be producing this devil demon spit in their fucking facilities right under our noses, and the taxpayers are going to pay for it. So we need a revolt. We need mass revolt. We need people to go bananas in their billions. And we need to go after these people behind all of this, and we need to fucking hang them. And that is the only way that we can fix this problem. We need to take them out. And, of course, saying this in alternative media will get me federal police or whatever on my doorstep. That's what I'm saying, you know. Because the police protect this very system, and people are too dumb to understand that. They think the police are here to protect them. The Australian police and the Australian Federal Police are demonic entities who work for a devil system, and they're protecting pedophiles, and they're protecting big pharmaceutical companies and massive corporations that are dragging us into this transhuman state. That is as simple as I can put it. If you believe in police forces, then you are asleep. Police forces are here to protect evil people that work for the devil. And that's why they have pentagrams on their uniforms. Look at Victorian police. It's a pentagram. They're telling you. They're Freemasons who work for the devil. People just can't see it. What do we need to do is just slap people. I don't know how to wake them up, man. If you see police, you are looking at a representation of the devil. Boy, this is a long one, folks. It is really, really taking a lot of my time tonight. This is a massive one. I really should post this, huh? I go over a little bit more. It just says, however, unlike the company's original COVID-19 vaccine, the genetic material or messenger mRNA or RNA for this new vaccine, including the new formulated genetic material meant to provide protection against the fake Omicron variant, has been manufactured not by Moderna, but by a relatively new company that has received hardly any media attention, despite its overt links to US intelligence. And that's when I was talking about Israeli intelligence as well. So National Resilience was founded relatively recently in November 2020 and describes itself as a manufacturing and technology company dedicated to broadening access to complex medicines and protecting biopharmaceutical supply chains against disruption. It has since been building a sustainable network of high-tech and to end manufacturing solutions with the aim to ensure the medicines of today and tomorrow can be made quickly, safely, and at scale. It further plans to reinvent biomanufacturing and democratize access to medicines, namely gene therapies, experimental vaccines, and other medicines of today. In pursuit of those goals, the company announced it would actively invest in developing powerful new technologies to manufacture complex medicines that are defining the future of therapeutics, including cell and gene therapies, viral vectors, vaccines, and proteins. It was founded with the reported intention to build a better system or a better man for manufacturing complex medicines to fight deadly diseases as a way to improve post-COVID pandemic preparedness. Building a better man. Building or manufacturing a better man. Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Showing you in the movies. The company initially marketed its manufacturing capabilities as the Resilience platform and offers RNA modalities, including RNA development for vaccines, gene editing and therapeutics, and virus production, including viral vectors. And all of this. So it's talking you here that they're working with viruses in medicine and development and gene-edited viruses for unspecified purposes. But there are no viruses unless they're creating them and calling them viruses. But there are no natural viruses to work with. So I'm calling this bullshit. There are no viruses, there are no natural viruses within nature that you could work with in any conceivable way. So it would just tell me that they're experimenting with something that acts like a virus, or they're making that up. But they're doing something here. So it's very interesting. Anyway, I'll post that. It's too big. It's massive. I'm not even halfway through it. I think it's kind of propaganda, but there's a lot of really good information in there I think we need to work through. So read through that and let me know what you think. But it tells you a lot. I mean, the mad scientists are running our world. Someone sent this through. I think it went through on the Kraz Files chat room from Kusi, KUSI.com, San Diego's more local news station. Great work for folks out there, you know, who are supporting the Kraz Files here to find all these articles and post them everywhere. It's amazing. So this one's saying 41% of recent COVID deaths among fully vaccinated and boosted individuals. Did you guys hear the latest in New Zealand? It's on New Zealand TV, live TV. People have been posting those articles too. The Kiwis are trying to work out why everybody's dying and they can't work it out yet. Despite our high vaccination rate, COVID-19 activity remains high in San Diego County. The Health and Human Services Agency reported Friday, even as hospitalizations are on a slow decline, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention moved San Diego County to the high-risk level for COVID-19 3 weeks ago, and cases continued to trend high. So the doctors are... publicly supported the CDC's recommendations to wear masks indoors and in public spaces and get vaccinated and boosted and stay home if you're feeling sick. So what are they doing here? They are bringing back the old school stuff that we've been going through in the last couple of years. So they're bringing back masks. They're telling you to stay at home if you're not well and get your jab. So they're bringing the same system back slowly into the United States, in those areas in the United States that will put up with this bullshit. Keep in mind, there's a lot of places, a lot of states like Florida and other places in the United States that won't put up with this bullshit, so you won't see it. That's what I was saying. If you're in US states that are putting up with this bullshit and people are putting up with this, then you really need to look at moving to another state and to bide yourself some time. So they're talking about many places in this area being maskless, and that this they're recommending people to wear masks in crowded places again. So basically, this is not worth reading over, but it's just saying that 26% of the 88 recent deaths are among fully vaccinated people. And look at this, folks, 33%, of course, 33% among people are not fully vaccinated. So here they're telling you a completely random number, and they're telling you that these people who are fully vaccinated are dying, right? Which I believe is true. I will highlight that. 26%, I think, of the 88 recent deaths, or I'd have to look into these numbers, are among fully vaccinated people. So they're telling you that fully vaccinated people are dying at 26%. But here on the other side, they're saying 33% among and 33% among people not fully vaccinated. So let's have a look at that. So 26% of the 88, I need Jason Woodforth, he loves this. 26% of the 88 recent deaths are among fully vaccinated people. So 26% of the 88 recent deaths are among fully vaccinated people, and 33% among people not fully vaccinated. So not fully vaccinated. They're not saying, the 33 is implying that they're lying. So because that's the Mason number. But they're saying here, not fully vaccinated. Isn't that incredible? So that means that they've had one jab or two jabs. Because they're saying here, 26% of the 88 recent deaths are among the fully vaccinated people. So fully vaccinated, of course, in these countries and Australia means three or more doses. And they're saying 33% among are not fully vaccinated, which is one or two doses. So basically, you have 33% and 26%. This is what I was talking about before in Australia, where they're saying that the unvaccinated are dying. And then when you read into the articles, the unvaccinated are people who have not had more than two doses. So it's nothing to do with us. So this is really incredible. And it's just people are reading straight over the top of this and not understanding. Basically, they're telling you that the fully vaccinated are dying who have had more than two shots and three and four shots. And the people who have had just one and two shots are also dying. But they're putting in the wording here that they're kind of not vaccinated. But when you read into it, they're partially vaccinated. But they're calling you unvaccinated. It is absolutely unbelievable, the manipulation and the propaganda that we are seeing here. Boy, I wish I could get this out to the world and people could see this. It's incredible. So basically, everybody who are dying have had an injection in some way, shape or form, whether they've had one, two, three or four. They're all dying. And they're trying to mix it in here that they're not vaccinated, but they're telling you that they are. This is unbelievable, folks. This is so incredible. This is so incredible. The data proves the majority of COVID deaths are among people fully vaccinated and boosted. This is in... And here's a video from Good Morning San Diego. This is like this shit that we see in Australia with Sunrise and Koshi. These are the data experts, and they're publishing their findings. Boy, man, and here are all the hospitalizations and cases and deaths. Fully vaccinated and fully vaccinated, boosted and not fully vaccinated. Let me read that again, folks, in their data records, their graphs, not fully vaccinated, fully vaccinated, and fully vaccinated booster. I've got to save this article right now, folks. I'm going to have to cover this more with guests. I'm too tired. This is just absolutely incredible what's going on. This is unbelievable what is going on here. Wow. Thank you so much to the listeners who are passing this stuff through. This is beyond words, folks. Beyond belief. Man, that is absolutely incredible. So they got these tables now with the vaccination death stats in San Diego County with residents and the cases, the hospitalizations, and the deaths. Not fully vaccinated, fully vaccinated, fully vaccinated, boosted, and total. Nothing to do with unvaccinated. It's not fully vaccinated now. Can you believe it? God. Great chatting with you guys tonight. I need to find some people who can understand this and start getting this out there. This is just absolutely incredible. I wish I had the brains and the time and the patience to rewrite this stuff and put it into articles. I would ask some of the members, if you feel like you're a good writer, and I'll put this out to the members who listen to the Night Watch podcasts. And I'm absolutely serious. If you feel like you can't come on the podcast to have a chat or break anything down, if you feel like you're a good writer and that you can edit your work good enough and you want to write some of this stuff and put it up for the, onto the Kras Files website, please let me know. We will do that. Because I want to grow the members. And I've got the Kras opinion, and I haven't had time lately to put all this in there and my thoughts. And so if you have a look at the Kras opinion, it's a really great area. It's a new window, and there's all these great articles that we can put in there. It's like a super original you know, place on the website for people to voice their concerns and opinions. And all you do is you email me your, you email, and it doesn't need to be too long. You just email me that, you know, through the website, and then I will post it on the website. Others have done that, and it looks amazing, and our members can read that. And if later you want it out there, we can post it out there to the world. It's just up to how you feel. But if you're listening to me right now and you're a member and you feel like writing some pieces about what I'm talking about or things that you're seeing and it's driving you mad, I can turn it into an article for you, and you can have your own publishing name. It doesn't have to be your name. Just let me know. This is just unbelievable what's going on. It's just unbelievable. It's just going to get more and more intense, isn't it? Anyway, folks, chat soon. Night Watch podcast with Adam here on Saturday night, the 20th of August. Incredible times, isn't it? Boy, take care, folks. And I'll whack this podcast up now. And hi to some couple of new members over on the Kraz Files website. Thank you so much for your support. It's really good. You know, sometimes when I get up in the morning, I find a new member has logged in and they've done it, and it's all worked. So it's great to have you guys on board. Thank you so much for supporting me here on the ground and coming in here deeper as we cover all the latest. And we're going to be moving fast this year and into next year as well. There's just always so much to cover. And we're creating a great team, aren't we, of guests who come on with me all the time and just cover all the latest. How wonderful are these people? And to have them on a regular basis, you know. Jay Wilderness will be back with me soon, and John Hamer, and all these great guests, and Jason coming on with me every week, and all these guys. I'll try and see if I can get Corey on tomorrow night. There's always things to discuss, and so much, and everyone's got their own opinions and ideas, and I never censor my guests, and I always let them have their say, because they're people that I trust, like Johnny. I screwed up my podcast with Johnny Cerucci, folks, and Johnny's such a great guy, and it wasn't intentional. It was my fault. It was I told Johnny Thursday, which was when I spoke to Sharon, and so we've fixed that up, and I've organized it. It was my fault, my bad, and Johnny's been great about it. So he will be on Thursday nights with me, I would say permanently, actually, for the Head of the Snake podcast and Johnny Cerucci going bananas. So he'll be on Thursday nights, because Thursday night here in Sydney, Australia, is actually Thursday morning for Johnny, and I just got mixed up, and I told him Thursday because I thought it was my Friday night. You know what I mean? And it happens. So I've worked that out with him, and I'm hoping to get Johnny on every Thursday night as a permanent guest with me on the Kraz Files podcast. How is that? And we're going to be doing some extra content for the Kraz Files members as well. So I hope you guys look forward to that. And I'll be back again soon, either tomorrow night or Monday night. But just keep checking on the website and keep commenting up to all the articles and staying connected. And thank you so much for your support. Chat soon, guys. Take care.